No evidence to radicalization programs work, admits Terror Laws Watchdog. By Victoria Friedman on March 25, 2021. No one knows if a de-radicalization program for Islamist inmates and convicted terrorists works, admitted the government's watchdog for terror laws. The findings come in a report published on Tuesday by Jonathan Hall QC, the independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, which revealed that no one knows whether the Desistance and Disengagement Programs, DDP, are effective at achieving rehabilitation, reintegration with mainstream society, or long-term deterrence from radical activity, as there is no systematic evaluation of the programs. The existence of the DDP, which was established in 2016 and rolled out into prisons in 2018, according to The Times, and de-radicalization programs in general, came to prominence in 2019 following the Islamist terror attack committed by convicted terrorist Osman Khan in the November of that year in the London Bridge area of the capital. Khan had attended DDP and was released on license when he fatally stabbed two people running the Cambridge University-led Learning Together program, which brings together convicts and criminologists. Another issue with the program identified in the report is engagement, with many extremists displaying disruptive behavior or deliberate disengagement, which was described as a significant problem. Such examples include pretending to be asleep, wearing earphones, or taking extended toilet breaks. While those out on conditional release are more likely to appear to engage in order to fulfill a general obligation to be of good behavior, it would be difficult to otherwise enable prosecution for non-compliance, the report stated. Hall also wrote that minors brought to the United Kingdom from Islamic State-held war zones could still pose a potential national security risk, saying, "A difficult cadre of children are those who have returned from Daesh, Islamic State, controlled areas. The fact that many children are brutalized victims and require rehabilitation does not mean that they do not present terrorist risk on return and may not have been trained specifically to carry out terrorist acts." Naming specifically the London Underground Parsons Green train bomber Ahmed Hassan, Hall wrote that the alleged refugee had told CT Counter-Terror Police in his asylum interview in January 2016 that he had spent 3 months in an sick Daesh training camp as a child, being taught how to kill and being religiously indoctrinated with Daesh dogma. The trial judge was satisfied that this account was true, although he was not quite as young as he claimed to be. The Iraqi had been referred to the government's anti-terror program by his teacher over concerns related to his behavior, where he stated at one time that it was his duty to hate Britain, and was seen to have donated money to ISIS. Hassan was about to be given the all-clear by Prevent's channel program shortly before he launched the September 2017 attack. Mr. Hall had admitted in December 2020 that de-radicalization programs do not always work, comparing extremists to sex offenders who lie to parole boards in order to secure an early release. Just 1 month earlier in Vienna, Austria, Islamist terrorist Quentin Fijsalai had gone on a mass shooting rampage, killing four and injuring 22 others. The ethnic Albanian, who had been imprisoned on terrorism offenses, had convinced his parole board that he was no longer a terrorist threat, resulting in early release. A 2018 study commissioned by the Home Office found that 95% of de-radicalization initiatives were ineffective. And 3 months after the London Bridge terror attack, Prime Minister Boris Johnson stated that really very few Islamists can be de-radicalized. We need to be frank about that, and we need to think about how we handle that in our criminal justice system, Mr. Johnson said in February 2020, emphasizing the custodial option to protect the public. That same month, a former Al-Qaeda terrorist turned MI6 spy said that he did not believe terrorists could be rehabilitated, saying that the only way authorities could tell if an extremist was reformed would be if they sung like a canary and provided damaging intelligence on the networks that recruited them. Eamon Dean called for longer prison sentences for terrorists, saying bluntly, "If you need another Belmarsh prison, build one." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.